Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into an all-star break and a very, very unlikely Orioles magic summer. A lot of things have happened around here, but it's been a little while since I caught up with this guy. We're going to get together on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm going to be doing 31 crab cakes, 31 days, 31 breweries. I'm setting it all up. Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global will be joining us out. And look, man, I don't know that we're going to be able to get all 47 days and what, 7 or 8 countries, however many you went through, running around Europe all into one segment here. But you have you talk a lot about the American dream. You know what I mean?
Amen, brother.
And you talk about saving money and coming from not a lot and whatever. But you just came back from a trip that is I think for the people in your circle, all your friends, people like me, we're all sort of like, hey, man, when we get a crab cake, I want to hear a little bit about this thing.
It was outrageous. We did 47 days. We moved 18 times. We started in London. We ended in Paris. We did Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and all around France before. It was magical. It was magnificent. And I couldn't help but think on our next to the last night there on your recommendation. So here we've got the poor kid from Dundalk recommending to the poor kid from Randallstown a really great place to go eat dinner in Paris. And we did it. We went to steakhouses. We ate. I had foie gras in Paris. I had haggis in Scotland. I had strawberries and cream at Wimbledon. It was a blast. We started the trip off the Queen's Jubilee, 70th Jubilee for Queen Elizabeth, longest reigning monarch in England history, Great Britain history, and parade, magnificent parade for the Queen. And we ended the next to the last day in Paris was Bastille Day with amazing flyover and a military parade, all the tanks and all the armored carriers and all the military down the Champs-Élysées.
Did you see the flyover where the French flag went up?
It was amazing.
I saw that on the internet the day it happened. I thought, I wonder if Raskin's there. And honestly, I had friends that saw the Queen, literally saw the Queen in England. And I'll just say this, Leonard.
She was out on the balcony with her wave on the balcony.
The Papal wave or the Queen wave, whatever it is.
It was magical, man. It was 7 weeks with the wife and the son, and we all lived to tell. So nobody killed anybody.
I did 6 days in Europe last month, right? To spend time with Niels, who saved my wife's life. We did 3 countries. We didn't really stop off in Ireland, not on purpose. We got stuck there for about 6 hours.
Right.
They had a bar. Imagine that. It was Ireland.
Exactly.
You know, the first thing I noticed when I land in Europe is the proper English breakfast where they give you the baked beans and the, you know what I mean? Like all of that.
Yep.
But I love Europe and I love going over, but I've never, ever thought about 47 consecutive days. And listen, I dated girls back in my era who backpacked, you know, they did their 30 days or 40. I didn't know a lot of dudes that did that. I really didn't.
No.
But I knew a lot of girls that had done it. And I've been to those hostels. I sort of did it to some degree in Australia, although I was on a Kentucky tour. I did 28 days in Australia the first time I went. That's probably as long as I'd want to be away. And I was in Australia and I was young. I was 29. I was single. You know, things were taken care of. Bills were paid.
Right.
You know, I was just there to have a good time. I don't know that I got that in me. You know,
I don't know that
Alaska.
I would have it in me again.
My son's going to Alaska soon. You know, I mean, traveling
was a long trip.
Traveling's
it
tough,
was a long
dude.
Trip. And yeah. it was an endurance trip. We took the, are you familiar with the Theragun, the massage gun?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Took one of those over there. And on the first week I was pounding my feet because we were walking, you know, the app on the iPhone, that your health app tells you how many steps you've taken and how many
what
flights
did you
of
average
stairs.
Over 47 days.
Over 47 days, we averaged about 12,000 steps a day, 13,000 a day. Yeah. And that's not a lot for a lot of people because a lot of people do a lot of activity, but my average for the 6 months prior to this trip was about 250. I sit at a desk, man. I'm not ashamed to admit. I don't do a lot of walking. So I was on the Motrin Tylenol foot massage gun tour for the first week and standing and walking for 8 hours for the Queen's Parade and touring London and all these places we went. We climbed rock formations. We climbed cliffs. We went to the Cliffs of Dover. We went to Sleeve League. We went to the Giants Causeway. We went to all these places where you have to hike out miles to get out on these rocks to see these amazing things that God created in some way that it's just hard to imagine how these ever came to be, but they're there and just an absolute ball. And of course, as I call it, for anybody who's never been to Paris, and I had never been, this was kind of really cool. I didn't know how you got up into the Eiffel Tower because there's four legs on that thing and there's not an elevator at the bottom in the middle.
So you know, I didn't make it to the top. When we went,
I've
been to Paris a couple times and I'm not so tourist inclined, right? Like I don't need to do the tourist things. I just don't. Right. But we went over to do it. We went late at night. And we got there 9:30, 10
at
night.
It's magnificent.
And there were not a lot of people in line, but it would only take us up to that first level, you know, right where it sort of levels off, not all the way to the tippy top. But we were on it when it lit up, right? We were in it when it lit up.
It was magical.
It's just something that if you ever get a chance to do it, you
got to go and you got to see it. And I'll tell you, I said to my son, I said, Matthew, how do you think they get up there? And he goes, well, they have elevators. I said, well, how do they have elevators? They go crooked. So it's like a Wonka elevator. It's a Wonka elevator. And then when we went to the top, because we went to the top, so after you get to the second level, you can get in the one that goes up to the top. I thought for sure once they took off, it was going to just blast out of the top. We were just going to go flying with, Gene Hackman, right? Gene Hackman. I thought we were just going to go flying right out the top, Willy Wonka style. So it was really cool.
Have you been to the top of the new World Trade Center in New York since they've rebuilt
it? I have not been there yet.
See, I did that with Niels. My wife got sick. It was when Niels visited here back in 2016, November 16. And we did it together. And it's like a Disney ride now, right? Like it's completely modern. And then there are the older things. And I'll give you a couple of examples just in my own walk of life, right? Because I know you don't think of me as a smart guy, but I've been to some museums lately, Leonard. I've been to some museums. I went to the Anne Frank House, right? In Amsterdam. I mean, as spiritual a thing as I just went.
Absolutely.
Like I was having coffee and I'm like, hey, we're going to the Anne Frank House. We went there. I leave there sobbing a mess. So I went there 6 weeks ago and I went to the Babe Ruth House on Saturday. Babe Ruth.
Right. I saw that.
Very similar structures, right? In that they're row houses. They're a limited amount of space. They're a place that lots of people want to come and be, and you want to leave it alone. You know what I mean? But you need to make it accessible to some degree. It really is amazing when you travel around what amazing things have been done to preserve and
keep
places awesome, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we saw a lot of those. And what was really funny, you know, being from here, our American world, you know, we have this great view of our country and our world there is no better place in my mind, but we were over there, you know, over there in Paris, over there in London. And they say, you know, this building here, this is older than your country. And that was only like 10% of them. 90% of them were, you know, from 1000 or 1800 or 1500, we went to a place, in France, went to this bridge that was built in like 10 BC by the Romans.
Right.
Yeah. They built it in France and then, you know, Christ is born and they can date this thing to BC and you go, wait a minute, still standing? You can drive over it. You can walk over it. And I think they don't build bridges that good in Baltimore.
Well, they didn't build a garage about a block away from my house.
I heard about that. Yeah. Last year, that Pittsburgh bridge collapsed right when Biden was landing up there. So you go, this thing's been around for 2,000 years. And why don't we build them like the Romans built them, man? but there was nothing at the end. You know this with any vacation. I don't care if you're going a week, 2 weeks, in my case, 7 weeks. That last day overseas, I was like, let's get on the plane. I'm ready to go.
Get me home.
And then we got here.
That's when you want the Wonkavator.
you will appreciate this. You will really appreciate this. We got home. We landed at BWI. And I got the car, loaded up all the luggage. We get on the road. It's 9 o'clock, a little after nine, Saturday night passed. Saturday night. And I said to the family, what do you guys want to do? And both my wife and my son at the same time said, why don't we get some Rofo chicken? 10 o'clock at night, we pull into Warren Road. We pick up some chicken, some Western fries, some biscuits.
Hey, we didn't know Chicken Palooza this month. You saved some money right off the bat.
We didn't know if we had electricity at home because we hadn't been there, right? So we bought drinks because you didn't know if you're going to have any cold drinks at the house. Pulled into Shea Raskin, which is quite a bit smaller than the Palace of Versailles, which we had been at the day before. So we pull in and we sit down at the table and we had a nice little Rofo dinner. And then it's taken about 2.5 days to get the body back acclimated. I'm kind of waking up at 4 a.m. and want to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Well, look, man, I'll talk money with you. And I've talked a lot of Lamar and money this week and the Orioles. And,
yeah.
You know,
sure.
I've talked squeegee, but I've talked all sorts of things.
Oh,
here.
It's been crazy.
But I do want to say this to you. I mean, being gone this period of time, I know you were keeping up with things and you're on Facebook and you're on here.
Sure,
and
sure.
You're seeing what's going on in the real world or whatever. The thing that I have seen, and I went to Europe for 6 days. About 8 weeks ago, is that people are traveling again. And I don't just mean domestically. I had 5 friends in Greece last week. I had you in Paris last week. There's somebody in my timeline somewhere all over Europe. And I saw masks everywhere I went in Europe, whether it was Ireland, whether it was the Netherlands, whether it was Germany.
Some yes, some no.
Some I mean, and people are taking care of themselves. But the world is open for business.
Oh, man. Airports were packed everywhere we went. Trains were full. It was hard to get Ubers in France. It was hard to get. Taxis were packed. Eiffel Tower was packed. Everywhere we went, there were crowds. There was very few places we went. The only place that kind of really surprised me, over in Normandy, we went to the Normandy beaches and we went to the American cemetery over there. And that was preciously uncrowded, which was also kind of cool because we got the chance to really take it in and see that place. And
that's a little remote and very American, right? Like a lot of Americans go there specifically, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you get a chance to go there, that's a not miss. And I wouldn't say it's a vacation spot. Mm. It's a solemn place to spend a day or so of life and really get in touch with why it is that we have what we have and the freedoms that we have. And a woman that we did the tour guide, this woman that was touring with us, she just told us, she couldn't say it enough, how happy she was that they were liberated by the Americans and how grateful they are to America that they don't speak German and they even exist, you know, these days. And it was just really sobering, somber kind of place. But we had a great time, great tour. And as you said, we kept up on things. We kept up on the Lamar talk. So be it, whatever's going on there, nothing signed yet. I did see the Orioles. I had a couple friends who texted me politely.
They've won 47 in a row.
Look, I had a couple people text me and say, don't come home. The Orioles have won 10 in a row. You're out of the country. Stay away. They thought it was because of me that they were winning all these games. So what did I do? I came home. They lost to Tampa Bay.
Hey, look, man, I'm trying to figure out the pitching rotation for the weekend because when Nasty Nestor toes the rubber for the Yankees, that's going to be a day you, Colatsis, all my former baseball friends.
Gotta be there.
You know, that when Nasty Nestor's toeing the rubber, I was at a Smithereens concert 2 weeks ago. I ran into a guy. Guys wearing a Nasty Nestor shirt. Wouldn't me.
From New York?
Yeah, he had a Yankee shirt on, and I'm thinking,
you should have trademarked that. You should have had that trademark.
Listen, it's not worth all that. It's a fad. It's like Fernando Mania. I keep saying to my wife, I want to buy some of these Nasty Nestor shirts, but I'm going to wait till like next year. It's like getting the Super Bowl gear the following year.
That's half price. That's right.
I'll get a $5 day. Hey, Leonard Raskin is here. He is still managing money, taking good care of people, taking care of himself and his family here so that he could have a good time over in Europe. And we're going to get a crab cake. We're going to get a brewski. We're going to do all that next month and get together. Tell folks what you're up to right now because it is summertime. And I would say people are spending some PPP money right now or they're traveling.
Yeah.
But the inflation's up there. But by the way, gas prices have come down dramatically.
They've come down a bunch.
Right? I mean, so
it's come down a bunch.
This is where
good to be here.
Good
to be here buying gas. I'll tell you that. I was driving over in Ireland. It was $9 a gallon.
Right.
$9 a gallon, $2.10 a liter.
This is $9 a gallon. That's Joe Biden's fault. It's $9 over there, too, right?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into all the politics of it, but he did not do us well. He has not done us well on the economy. And the fact that gas prices are down 10% from the all-time high. is like saying that we went to a store sale. You ready for this? You'll love this. We're going to a sale at merry-go-round, and they mark things up 100% and then put them 20% on sale, so we think you're getting a bargain, which is not the way it works. But so Joe has not done well for the economy, in my opinion. And there's a lot of fact and circumstance to back that up, which we don't need to get into. But inflation is a horrible tax. Here's the thing. Inflation hits the low and middle class the hardest. The wealthy can afford to pay the bill. It doesn't matter to them. They don't like it, but it doesn't matter to them. The poor, it inordinately hits the poor in the middle class the most.
It changes every decision you make. It changes everything. When you get in the car and go to Rofo.
Absolutely.
Because of what the gas costs to get there. Literally.
And not only that, but everything costs more because it has to be transported here. It has to be gotten here. Look, we were in Paris, okay? I wanted to buy a nice bottle of Moët Chandon champagne, $35 a bottle. Here it's 70. Why? Because you got to get it here. So it's 70. So if it costs more to get it here, it's going to cost 80. Now, that's not something everybody goes out and buys every day, but I was in France. I took a bottle. But you go out to buy your Coke, you go out to buy your Rofo chicken, you go out to the game, whatever it is, everything costs more because of transportation. Everything costs more because of regulation. And when you don't have a lot of money, when you don't have significant abundance in cash, you get hit. You have to make a decision. For dinner, are we going to be able to eat that nice piece of chicken or that piece of meat or that piece of fish? Crabs, the price of crabs is through the roof. Why? Because, A, they're not having a great season for whatever reason. I don't know the geology or the fisherman's issue, but I know the cost of gas to go out and catch crabs is more expensive than it was, like twice as much. So if you're out on the water and you got to bring in bushels of crabs, they're going to cost more. And who can't buy those? Okay. I don't want to sound arrogant, but somebody who went 47 days to Europe can probably afford crabs. Somebody who's trying to make ends meet in the world right now, hard time. So you have to position your money right at the right times so that you're prepared for hard times. You have to have excess savings. You have to have a budget. You have to make conscious decisions.
Well, it feels like 5 minutes ago, people were getting 2.5% on their mortgages, right? Like
now they're fives.
Right.
That's right. And here's the thing, just like gas prices, and everybody knows this inherently, but you don't act on it. Mortgage rates, when they were 2.5, 3 for a good while there, if you didn't refinance, you've missed it. We're now at 5.5. You're not going to refinance a 5% or 4% mortgage to 5 or 5.5. Home buying is going to slow down. That's no question. Bankers aren't going to make as much. When bankers don't make as much, then that trickles down through the economy. So there's lots of inflation, lots of regulation happening right now, lots of not good, which hopefully will get cleaned up. Hopefully. But that's longer. It's going to take longer for prices to come down than it did for prices to rise. And some places, prices aren't going to come down. Once a new reality is reset, it kind of stays that way. And one of the things you have to really be careful about, again, when you go grocery shopping, one of the things you want to look out for, it's insidious, double insidious inflation, I call it. Insidious inflation is when you go to buy a bag of Doritos and it's $3.79. Next week, you go to buy the Doritos and it's $3.99. But what's worse is when it's $3.99 and there's more air in the bag. So you go to get it and they give you for the higher price, less volume, less product. So the package looks the same, but there's less in it. So you got to look at the weight and you got to look at the price and realize the per ounce price is going up dramatically. And that's happening across the board. The price of steak, the price of chicken, the price of seafood, everything's going up right now. And it hits a lot of people really hard. And those prices may not come down quickly. They might leave them up there. And even when costs cut a little bit, companies may still want to just make more money because they make up for what's happening right now. And the fact of the matter is that's going to put your stocks in a good position for the long term. It's why you have to own equities for the long term, because they're the asset class that beats inflation. Stocks tend to move up. Why? Because companies will find a way to make a profit. So you've got to be invested properly so that when these things happen, you can take a little bit out of the reserve to help supplement, if you need to, lifestyle. And I know that's hard when you don't have any money. Look, growing up and for a long time, I didn't have any money. So it wasn't a matter of investing or not investing. It was a matter of, are you kidding? We're not investing. We don't have any money. But then those things hit you. When those prices go up, you really get hit by it. So got to find a way to get through this. And you got to put yourself on a budget. You got to put yourself in a cash position so that when things get hard, you're able to take advantage and make it through. And then when the times are good, that's when you got to stash it away and make it work for you as hard as you can. So we got a couple seminars coming up. I'll make sure to shoot you over the dates and times. We've got some things talking about risk in the market. And a lot of people have been, you know, markets are down a whole lot right now. But what's really interesting is how'd you play it before this? If you were diversified in a long-term portfolio, stocks, bonds, U.S., foreign, large, small, you may be down 10% this year. Nobody likes to be down 10%. You may be down 15. Nobody likes to be down 15. But if you're out there picking individual stocks and you happen to buy Facebook or you happen to buy, if you were one of these people that decided it at $60,000, you were going to buy a half a Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin's $20,000. That's down from 60 to 20,000. Think about that. It's lost two-thirds of its value in a few months. A lot of tech stocks that people were really heavy overweighted.
People listened to you 6 months ago. I remember when I was in Los Angeles, it was all crypto.
Yeah, and, you know, stadium.
We've discussed that mystery money,
the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. We talked about, what is it now, crypto stadium or whatever the heck it's called in L.A.? Yeah, well, crypto is dissolved. There's a lot of hedge funds and a lot of big money that lost a fortune in the last year in crypto. We've advised people against it forever, and people gobbled it up. Well, you know what? A gambler and his money don't find themselves together very long, or else there wouldn't be Vegas.
Our dude was going to buy Twitter, right? And then all of a sudden, maybe making cars isn't such a bad idea.
That's right. That's right. And going to the moon.
Leonard Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. How about to the moon with? I know you're on the clock, man.
How about to the moon with Jack? Is it Jackson Holiday? Jackson Holiday.
Well, yes.
How about to the moon with that guy? He's going to the Hall of Fame next week.
Son of a player. These pictures surfacing of him when he was 3 years old, and stories written about him playing wiffle ball in the Rockies clubhouse in 2006.
Right.
I remember 2006. It was about a minute and a half ago, Leonard. You know that. This kid is younger than your kid.
He's 18, and he's going to sign a couple million signing bonus because his dad's going to make sure he does.
It's eight
his dad
million,
hit the ball.
$8 million is pretty much what the word's going to be on guaranteed money for.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. $8 million when you're 18 coming out of high school. The kid could have gone to Oklahoma State. Is it Oklahoma State or Oklahoma State. Yeah, his uncle is the head coach there or something.
Yeah,
and he could have gone there and played college ball. Instead, he's going to get $8 million.
And,
I hit the curve?
And eating crabs in Aberdeen at Conrad's,
amen,
probably, right?
Amen. Good for him. We'll have to teach him. We'll have to teach the kid how to eat good crabs.
Leonard, I'm telling you right now, Nasty Nestor's going to pitch this weekend at Camden Yards, and we shouldn't miss it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that.
Is that this weekend?
I have not pimped for anybody to go to an Oreo game with me. So I'm flying the orange flag. We'll get out of Fadley's. We'll get a crab cake. We'll do it upright.
I'm game. I'm in. I haven't been this season, so let's do it.
Something magic happens.
Hey,
he's Leonard Raskin. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. He helps you with money, helps you understand it, helps you figure out what to do with it. And then sometimes he goes and shows you what to do with it by going to Wimbledon and sending me pictures of strawberries and cream. We will continue to get together. Next time we get together, we'll talk Lamar and money because that thing's moved a little bit. The marketplace is talking about, you know, things and trends and where they are. I will do that. Leonard, I appreciate you. Get the seminars together. Get yourself back on East Coast time here.
Amen.
I hope you brought some of those caramels home from Paris to pop.
I have a box.
All things good when you're over in Europe for a little while. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. We're getting the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road presented by the Maryland Lottery with our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. It all kicks off on August 1st. Stay with us. We're BaltimorePositive.com.